is in my template location, Galesburg, Illinois, claimant John Deck, claim number W070588, examination date 1/10/13, adjudicator Aaron, initials M, section B. The claimant is a 48-year-old, left-handed, Caucasian male. It seems reliable. Documents reviewed. 1. Progress notes by Dr. Michael Comer Ford, dated 9/13/12, for type 2 diabetes and chronic cutaneous ulcer, venous stasis. History of chief complaint, diabetes. History of present illness. Claimant states he was diagnosed with diabetes in 2004. His blood sugar ranges between 53 to 330 milligrams a DL. He notes increased thirst, polyuria, polydipsia. He wakes up 2 times at night to urinate. He notes blurry vision with elevated blood sugars. He last saw an ophthalmologist last year. He doesn't have a history of diabetic retinopathy. He notes tingling, numbing to the feet and toes. He loses his balance a lot. He also notes all our distribution, fingers and arm. Tingling sensation. He notes occasional nausea and vomiting, especially after taking his medications. He notes associated abdominal pain with it. Period. His diabetes is complicated with right leg cellulitis until it was in 2005. Since then, it's averaged 2 leg cellulitis a year. His last cellulitis was last month, where he was admitted to Memorial Hospital in Springfield, Illinois. He also notes frequent sinus infections since childhood. He notes at least one episode a year. This is triggered by fluctuation in temperature. His last episode was fall 2012. He was treated with antibiotics. New paragraph. He was diagnosed with arthritis of the legs and joints of the hand. The pain in the knees, left knee, is severe. It's 8 over 10 intensity. It's aching constant. He's nice and swollen. He notes increased stiffness of the joints with changed weather. He's unable to identify a relieving factor. The knee pain is aggravated with prolonged exertion and activity. Past medical history as above, past surgical history, appendectomy, hospitalization, non-recently, activities of daily living, walking a block, standing for 40 minutes, sitting for 10 minutes, claiming has pain to the knees, cooking is not limited, lifting, pulling, and pushing is limited to 20 pounds, feeding is not limited, cleaning is limited to short periods of time, bathing, he takes showers, he's unable to get in and out of a tub, dressing, he sits to dress himself. Driving is not limited. Shopping, he depends on electrical carts to get around in the store. Social history, he last worked, not sure, as a driver for A&M towing. Education, 11th grade medications. Metformin, 500 milligrams BID. Allergies, active fed substances, he doesn't drink, he uses illicit drugs. He smokes 1 to 1.5 packs of cigarettes for 34 years. He stopped smoking in 2011. Examination, obese, height 68, weight 350, pulse 80, respiratory rate 16, blood pressure 124/78, SNL, right 20/25, left 20/25, with glasses. Going to the abdomen, include obese, also umbilical hernia noted. Going to the knee, extremities, include knees, carpenters with active range of motion, flexion inadequate due to obesity, legs below the knee down to the feet is dry, crackling edematous stasis, dermatological change. changes with hyperpigmentation and browning of the skin. The gait was wide base and guarded. Impression from 1, morbid obesity, from 2, diabetes with peripheral neuropathy, from 3, chronic stasis, dermatitis, from 4, osteoarthritis of the knees, and of the end of report.